from KQED.
China Camp State Park in Marin County is known for good hiking and mountain biking. But before China Camp was a state park, it was a settlement where many Chinese immigrants and their families made a living and a home. They're all gone now, except for one. Reporter Julie Kane visited the last living resident of China Camp and brings us this story of a place where the past and the present are still very much alive.
Frank Kwan's wood-shingled house sits just a few feet up a gravel beach from the San Pablo Bay. Once upon a time, his house was part of a boat, and it still has that feel. The floors are skewed and fishing nets hang from the gate.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, how we doing?
Good. Thirsty?
Thirsty. You want a beer?
Yeah, or maybe a...
Right now, it's cocktail hour, a daily ritual for the 88-year-old Kwan and his friend John Muir.
My name's John Muir, no relation.
Right, not that John Muir.
I'm Frank Kwan.
Frank's grandfather, Kwan Hung Kwok, was the first Kwan to make China Camp his home. That was in the late 1800s, when it was one of a couple dozen fishing villages established along Bay Area shores after the Chinese Exclusion and Geary Acts made it much harder for Chinese laborers to stay in San Francisco. By the time the settlement became a state park in the late 1970s, Frank Kwan was the last of his family still living there. And his lifelong residency was written into the park's general plan.
My mother was Caucasian, raised by a Chinese person as a child, so she spoke Chinese fluently.
Grace Kwan was a white woman who lived among Chinese people her whole life, something that was unheard of in the early 1900s. She wore men's clothes and often had a big stogie clamped between her teeth. She first came to China Camp on an outing with a friend, and that's when she met Frank's dad, Henry.
They had to go to Nevada to get married, and they couldn't get married here in California.
Yeah. Why couldn't they get married?
Because it wasn't allowed. Mixed marriage.
Interracial marriages were illegal then, but she moved to China Camp with Henry anyway and lived out the rest of her life there as part of the Kwan family, helping run the family businesses, a cafe, a general store, and renting boats to picnickers.
When we were kids, we spoke Chinese because they made us use it because my aunt and my mother and, of course, Grandma spoke it. And this is Grandma here, see, little lady. That's me, about 18 years old, a long time ago, Annie.
In the faded photo taken at China Camp, Frank Kwan is dressed in a Navy uniform. His stint in the service was one of the only times he ever lived outside of China Camp. It's his home, and even though he never married and doesn't have any kids, he treats visitors to the park like members of a big extended family. In addition to greeting visitors, he takes care of the small museum dedicated to the history of the place and still runs the family cafe on weekends. It's been open since the 1930s.
Yeah, we make sandwiches and salads and get the beer. We have to sell beer and soda.
And he gets out on the water with his friend John Muir whenever he can.
Frank, one thing that might be nice is to, if you could man a stern line.
Yeah, get over there. Get your boat over here.
Get my boat turned into the current.
We're aboard a reconstructed 19th century Chinese fishing boat called a junk. At one time, the water was full of these boats. They were the workhorses of the bay. This boat is named the Grace Kwan, after Frank's mother. It looks old, and it looks handmade. And that's because it is. Muir and Kwan and a crew of volunteers from the San Francisco Maritime Historical Park built it together about 10 years ago.
Frank was really good because he's a fisherman. He wants to get the boat running and things going. And he's also Depression era, so he doesn't want to spend a damn nickel on it.
Statewide budget cuts almost closed China Camp in 2011, but a group called Friends of China Camp quickly mounted a grassroots campaign, raising over $400,000 and entering into an agreement with the State Parks Department to keep the park open. John Muir was part of that effort, and he says it all comes back to the relationships Frank Kwan and his family built over the years.
I mean, Frank still is like in the middle of a park, and there's people coming by all the time. And, you know, like we'll just lay out a meal for whoever shows up, you know, and just, it's like this spirit.
We're just lucky we came apart. and we were able to save it. And I think we got it made now. I think we're going to stay this way.
For the California Report, I'm Julie Kane.